If you're not positive, you're negative. If you're not going in one direction, you're going the other. Everything in this universe has an opposite. Ignorance, knowledge. That's the way it works. Up, down, hot, cold, positive, negative. How do you stay positive? Well, first of all, I think we want to understand that staying positive is staying in a vibration that's going to cause us to feel good, to do better, and to keep growing. It's not an accident. See, when a person's positive, they've got a good attitude. So how do we get there and stay there? We know we can get there by focus on something good. Well, just make up your mind that that's where you're going to stay. Now, it may take a while, but you can form the habit of staying positive.
When you are doing all that you can possibly do and are successful at reaching your expectations, keep doing it. Success is a reinforcement. Psychologists call this positive reinforcement. We all know about positive reinforcement. That's how we train our dogs. That's how we teach our kids. Learning that there are rewards for doing something good, something worthwhile, something of value. The greater the value, the greater the reward. The better you do, the better your reward. The greater the value, the greater the reward. A bigger paycheck, a better house, financial freedom. It's all a reward system.
Good things happen in life, bad things happen in life. And it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to have good things happen to you or have bad things happen to you. If I have a positive life stance, if I have a good attitude, the bad things that happen to me won't be as bad as if I have a negative attitude. And the good things that happen to me will be better. So therefore, I choose to think positive.
The bottom line is if you go looking for brown, you're going to find it anywhere you look for it, in others or yourself. Free yourself from the disease of making others wrong, and you'll free yourself from the disease of making yourself wrong. You have a lot more energy to create solution instead of problems. It's part of the power of positive thinking instead of falling for the destructive power of negative thinking. If you really want to have some more positive feelings in your life, you got to keep focusing on what's right. You got to get curious. And most importantly, you got to find something to appreciate even in the tough times. Because in reality, as we've talked about so often before, the toughest times in your life sometimes provide you with the real resources to change your life. So what we've got to do is find something to appreciate. Not someday when things work out. We got to appreciate where we are right now. See, the only way you fail is if you quit. But if you learn something and you expand from it and you make some new decisions that enhance your life and the people you care about, then there is no failure. Don't try to be perfect because you'll never succeed.
It's not what happens to you, it's what happens in you. You don't have control of the outward circumstances, but you do have control of your inward spirit and your inward attitude. Attitude isn't everything, but it's the main thing. If you have two people that you're going to hire in your company, and both of them have the same experience, pretty much the same skill set, but one has a great positive attitude and the other one has a very negative attitude. This is an IQ test. Who are you going to hire? You're going to hire the person that has the positive attitude. All things being equal, if you and I are on the very same level, all things being equal, if you have a great attitude and I have a poor attitude, all things being equal, when somebody has to choose one of us but can't choose both of us, they'll choose you. I'll get left out every time. Why? Not because I lack the ability or the talent or the experience or the skill. No. You had a better attitude. It gave you a step up on me.
Decide to develop the habit of using the F word, faith. Make sure that you're in the position of utilizing the tool that really positive thinking is about. Positive thinking, I've said it over and over again, really is just the power to believe. And as you believe, so is it done unto you. As you believe, so it's created. You need to make certain that you create that certainty inside yourself. And you know what? You and I both know there are going to be times when it looks grim. And the only power you really have is that power to have faith. To step forth and say, I'm going to put myself on the line. I'm going to have the courage to overcome my fears and to take action, even though it may not work out. Even though I may put out my love and it may not be reciprocated, I'm still going to put myself on the line. Because if I don't, that's the only way I can fail. See, without faith, nothing exists.
Working on yourself, talking to yourself, that's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time, even when you don't want it to be there. You can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up. I was going to give a presentation, and this voice inside of me saying, you can't do this. You don't have everything it takes. I shut up. I'm behind on my bills and you're telling me what I can't do. I have got to do it. You'll get scared sometimes. Your mind will go blank on you. Some people you will allow to unnerve you. And you wonder, what's wrong with me? I'm not crazy. That's why you've got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.
Getting to anything positive happening in your life is a positive attitude. Stay positive all day. Think good thoughts. The way to determine how your day is going is just to determine your thoughts. Control your thoughts and control your day.
When you're not feeling good, you're not staying positive, you're focused on the negative. Look for what's good. Harvest the good. There's good in everything. Don't take any joy out of finding out what's wrong with something. Any dumbbell can point out what's wrong. It takes a respectable amount of intelligence and focus to figure out what's right. Now think of that. When you feel good, you're staying positive. When you don't feel good, you're negative. Feeling is conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. When you're positive, you're in a good vibration. When you're negative, you're in a bad vibration. When you're positive, you attract all kinds of good things to you. So you see, you can actually become a magnet for good by staying positive. It's a choice. It's a choice you make.